Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
In addition to Virginia Beach, the Bird Scooters are in Arlington, Norfolk, and Richmond.
Okay, so there's a little barcode. I scan it.
I use my phone to unlock the scooter, pay with my credit card, then I'm off.
Oh my gosh, they go so fast!
Jillian Bates first rode one a couple weeks ago, and they've become part of her commute ever since.
I have the wind in my hair. I don't have to walk. It's cheap, it's convenient.
According to a Bird spokesperson, they currently don't have plans to expand to any other Virginia localities. But then again, announcing ahead of time isn't exactly their MO.
The business model is to ask for forgiveness and not permission.
Scott Cummings is an expert on local government law at UCLA. He says across the country, the companies will move into a market and generate interest.
Putting local governments in a position of having them to kind of make up time quickly and regulate in a space where there's already a lot of use going on.
That's what's happened in Richmond. The city has scrambled to put together a proposal for a one-year pilot program. The fact that it hasn't passed city council yet doesn't seem to be stopping people. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.